This week on Raiders All Access, another nail biter for the silver and black, but this time the Raiders return home with a W.
He's got it! Touchdown!
Playoffs? What does the AFC picture look like now?
No, it was a shotgun. The Oakland Raiders.
Plus, say hello to Mr. Clutch, Seth Roberts.
Get another W and we're still alive in the playoffs.
That and more as we look at the week that was on Raiders All Access, starting right now.
Yeah! Come on, let's go now, let's go.
Carr, again, a 2x2. Here they all come creeping up. They blitz the safety. Carr going to lob one for the end zone for Roberts. He's got it! Touchdown!
To one another. We're going to be all right.
Mariota. And this one is intercepted. Picked off by Nate Allen. The Oakland Raiders come back and survive the Tennessee Titans here in Nashville.
Hey, yo. We need that.
It ain't always easy, baby.
It ain't always easy.
Hell of a job. Yeah, man.
Seth Roberts receiving the game ball from Jack Del Rio. Quite the scene. Seth has come a long way from an undrafted free agent to practice squad to now a big-time playmaker. Your first job?
Publix grocery market.
Oh, okay. So you were a bagger? You were a checker?
Yeah, grocery bagger.
Do you judge people when they bag your groceries now for doing it wrong? Putting
not
the freezer
all.
With the...
Okay. No, not at all. I actually do it myself.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, getting it done. Your favorite home-cooked meal by your mom?
Has to be dressing. Yeah, dressing. Baked chicken. I love baked chicken.
Back to the movie that Derek Carr said they're going to make about you.
Right.
Disney movie. Are you okay that it's Disney? And then also, who's going to play you? Who would you cast?
I have no idea. That's a good question. I wish you would have asked me before this.
Well, basically your favorite actor. Who's the coolest dude?
I don't have a favorite actor.
No?
Nah.
Okay. Your trip to London last season was the first time out of the country. I know you guys don't get to sightsee all that much, but on your bucket list, where would you like to travel to?
Brazil.
So your girlfriend cooked for you for Thanksgiving. Christmas is around the corner. So what is the best gift that you've ever received?
What did I get for Christmas when I was younger?
Bike?
Nah.
Skateboard.
Some Jordans.
The Raiders get a big win on the road, but as always, it's on to the next one. So how will Jack Del Rio get his team ready for a crucial game in the month of December?
We intended all along playing meaningful games in December, and now we need to do enough 1 week at a time to ensure that we have an opportunity to play meaningful games in January.
Have you noticed that the players maybe are a little bit more giddy or there's just more intensity this month, or is it the same it's been?
No, it's been very steady throughout the year. We talked last week about being inspired. Let's make sure that we're inspired. That remember, tap into that, whatever motivates you. You know, each guy's different. Every person's wired different. Whether you're getting yourself fired up for a workout, whether you're going golfing, whatever you're doing, you know, you're excited to do it. Okay, so get yourself excited for this opportunity that we have to play together and play really good football.
Okay, so what do you need to do to be successful on Sunday?
Just play good football. You know, we have a good football team. We need to play good, clean football. Offensively, we need to be physical in the trenches, match their front. They have a big physical front. Defensively, we've got to tackle and force some turnovers. They've been five straight games without a turnover. They come in bunches, so here comes a bunch on Sunday.
At this point, all the games are a must-win. So what do the Raiders' playoff chances look like? We'll let a former NFL wide receiver tell you.
Like KC, I believe they are in the driver's seat right now, but you know who's in shotgun? The Oakland Raiders. We got to start talking about the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, I like the Raiders.
They got
too.
A good running game, and Derek Carr, that young quarterback, it seems like week to week he's showing us flashes of why he's one of the next best up-and-coming quarterbacks in this league. And then from a wide receiver standpoint, you got to talk about this group. At some point, we got to give this unit credit. You got Cooper, great young talent. Crabtree, who has reemerged as one of the best stick movers in the game. And Roberts just had a big game. So you talk about three guys that can make plays, along with a host of other skilled guys. So for me, I like the Oakland Raiders.
In the community this week, the Raiders stopped by MSC Smith Elementary School in Livermore to encourage the students to get out and be active as part of the NFL's Play 60 initiative.
I mean, just the experience with the kids, I think, is a great thing.
Say to tuck the ball, we're going to put the ball like this in your finger.
Cookie,
Finally this week, the NFL announced that defensive end Justin Tuck is the Raiders nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award that recognizes a player for his excellence on and off the field. Joining us now is the host of the official Raiders podcast, which you can find on Raiders.com or on iTunes, JT the Brick. JT, not the prettiest of wins for the Raiders, but we'll take it because we're still in the playoff conversation. What impressed you the most versus the Titans?
Well, what impressed me, Nicole, was it was a must-win game against a team that was struggling. The Raiders had the lead. They were turning the ball over. The weather came into play, and the game was slipping away. And Derek Carr and the offense had to go the length of the field and win that game. And with Roberts in that game-winning touchdown and everybody coming together, especially the offensive line play, when it came to pass protection, everybody in Nashville knew that Carr was going to throw it on every play to try to win the game. And they couldn't stop the Raiders with the game on the line. So, yeah, the weather made it an ugly win, but the Raiders got back on the plane, came home, and now they're playing meaningful games in December. You don't win that game against the Titans. We don't feel the significance of this game coming up against Kansas City. A must win against the Titans, and the Raiders were able to get out of there with a W.
Okay, so how do the Silver and Black get the job done on Sunday? They're facing a rival, they're at home, and there's playoff implications on the line.
This is a huge game because it's a rivalry game. I've been on the radio all week in Kansas City on their shows, and they're concerned about the Raiders now. But I'm concerned about Kansas City. This was a 1-5 football team that was left for dead. They had nothing to play for, and Jamaal Charles was hurt. Andy Reid has done an exceptional job getting this team ready to play. They're in the playoffs as of today, and they got guys who can make plays, Tamba Ali, Derek Johnson, Eric Berry. The Raiders have to stop the run, Nicole, first. They have to do it. They're very good at doing that, and then make sure they don't turn the football over. Kansas City, when it comes to turnover differential, is number 2 in the entire NFL. If you turn it over, Alex Smith will take the ball on a short field and he'll march it down for a touchdown or a field goal. The Raiders have to be sharp. The Raiders have to be violent. The Raiders have to be aggressive. The Raiders have to come out and get the lead early, get the crowd into the game and get to halftime with the lead and build on it and put Kansas City away.
Okay, so you gave us a list of things that the Raiders need to do, but give me one now. It's that time, Brick's pick. What is the difference maker on Sunday?
All right, you might give me a little bit of heat on this one. I'm not going to take a pass because I've been right a lot more than I'm wrong with the wins this year, but I'm going with Jack Del Rio, and here's why. He's an outstanding game planner. He did it in Denver the last 3 years. Del Rio's job in Denver as the defensive coordinator was to game plan Kansas City and put that game plan in place, and it worked. Now he's the head coach of the Raiders. He's got to make sure that he has this defense prepared to get a pass rush without blitzing all the time, to stop Travis Kelce, a really good tight end, and Jeremy Maclin, who's an outstanding wide receiver and a quarterback, as we talked about, who doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He just doesn't throw interceptions. So this is Jack Del Rio week for me. I think he's dotting the I's, he's crossing the T's, the players are hungry. Del Rio put that game plan together, and after the game, Jack Del Rio will give another victory speech.
All right, thank you, JT. Enjoy the game this weekend. And speaking of Jack Del Rio, make sure you guys tune in next week as he faces his former team, the Denver Broncos.